Chapter 27. Gone. The head was gone. My last chance, Carly Beth thought, searching blindly, her hand thrashing frantically through the bottom of the hedge. Gone. Too late for me. Still on her knees, she turned to face her ghoulish pursuers. The heads, jabbering their mindless sounds, rose up in front of her, forming a wall. Carly Beth started to her feet. The throbbing wall of monster heads inched closer. She turned, searching for an escape route, and saw it. Saw her head. Saw the Plaster of Paris head staring up at her from between two upraised roots on the big tree near the driveway. The wind must have blown it over there, she realized. And as the ugly heads bobbed closer, she dove for the tree and grabbed the head with both hands. With a cry of triumph, she turned the sculpted face toward the jabbering heads and raised it high.
Go away! Go away!
Carly Beth screamed, holding the head up so they could all see it.
This is a symbol of love! This is a symbol of love! Go away!
The heads bobbed together. The glowing eyes stared at the sculpted head. They murmured excitedly. Wet smiles formed on their distorted lips.
Go away! Go away!
Carly Beth heard them laugh. Low, scornful laughter. Then they moved quickly, surrounding her, eager to swallow her up.